Today we're making a juice for anemia. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays. One of my girlfriends was having an issue with anemia, and so I promised I would make her a juice recipe for anemia. And anemia is a complex issue, and it's not one that you can self-diagnose, so you need to make sure you go to your medical doctor and get a blood test for it. And of course, I'm a PhD and not a medical doctor, so it's important to have a laboratory test to measure your iron levels and your iron absorption ability, and then consult with your medical doctor, naturopathic doctor, Chinese medical doctor, or Ayurvedic doctor, rather than trying to solve the problem on your own. Anemia is a deficiency of hemoglobin of your blood, your healthy red blood cells, which provide oxygen to your blood tissues. The result is fatigue. Iron deficiency is the most common cause of anemia. Fresh vegetables for juicing that are high in iron will help with anemia are watercress, which we're going to use today, watercress leaves, spinach, broccoli, beets, which we're going to use today, parsley, which we're going to use today, and garlic, which I still haven't worked up the courage to use in a juice. We're also going to use oranges because vitamin C helps with the absorption of iron. So apples or citrus fruits can be added to your juice to make it more palatable, but also to help the absorption of the iron. If you're trying to keep your sugar levels low or can't tolerate beets or sugar in fruits, then herbal teas are a better choice. And we're going to make an herbal tea as well today because I absolutely could not do this juice, not just because of the sugar levels in it, but because that orange there would just give me a migraine in 2 seconds flat. So I decided to do an herbal tea for this as well. Tim's going to be drinking this juice, even though this watercress and parsley gets me pretty excited. So we're going to do a herbal tea of burdock root, dandelion leaf and root. And actually, I found this is a roasted dandelion root tea that I found. But you know what? Even here in perfect Victoria, we noticed that the dandelions are sprouting up. So you could go out and pick dandelions and dry the leaves and make your own tea for much cheaper than I bought this at the health food store yesterday. And stinging nettle, all these things are fabulous anemia fighters. So this is a great anemia fighter tea, and you can just see how nice and dark that's getting as we're steeping that. One other thing that I want to mention that will help to fight anemia is to cut back on your caffeine. Caffeine really limits your iron absorption. So this includes coffee, tea, and chocolate. So if you're looking for a hot drink, then try the anemia tea that we're making today. And I've put the recipe in the show notes. So let's go ahead and make our anemia juice. We've got 1 cup of watercress, 1/2 cup of parsley, which actually I've probably gone up to about a cup here, 1 orange, and 1 large beet. This was 2 small beets at the grocery store yesterday. We'll go ahead and juice this all up. So here's our anemia juice, gorgeous red color because of the beets. Look at that color. It's interesting, right? Because it's for your blood that it's basically the color of blood. This is going to be a nice sweet juice with that orange and those beets. I'll just go ahead and strain this all off camera for you. Okay, there's our juice for anemia. And here's our tea. Look how dark and rich that color is too. Our herbal tea, medicinal tea for anemia. So there you go, 2 solutions for anemia. Burdock root, nettle, and dandelion tea, and then our juice with watercress, beets, parsley, and orange. Cheers.